Good evening. I'd like to call to order this meeting of the Board of Education for Washtenaw Local Schools. It is February 21st, 2018. Mr. Faulk, please call the roll.
Ms. Canales.
Present.
Mr. Hickey will be attending his daughter's basketball game in Genoa tonight. Mr. Hughes.
Present.
Mr. Hunter.
Present.
Mr. Hillstro.
Present.
Also present, Dr. Hayward, Mr. Davis, and myself.
Please join me for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
At this...
Why don't we take a moment of silence just for children that are killed before? That's pretty appropriate.
I would ask for a moment of silence for those who were killed in Florida this last week and the families that are grieving as a result. Thank you. At this point in time, as is our custom, we would invite community comment. Given the fact that one of our members is not with us this evening, I might suggest to some of you that your message might be more powerful at the next board meeting. But nonetheless, I don't want to silence anyone's voice. And if you do feel appropriate, please step forward.
Are you going to be there?
Please step forward and state your name and your address.
My name is Terry Kern, 3608 Orchard Terrell Drive. Is Mr. Hickey going to be at the next board meeting?
I have no idea what Mr. Hickey does, Ms. Kern, on a day-to-day basis. Mr. Faulk was just informed moments ago that he would not be here this evening.
Okay.
What a chicken!
Please,
hold on.
Please.
I got this. So if Mr. Hickey is arrested in between now and the next board meeting, are steps going to be taken for him to be off the board?
This is not a question and answer, Ms. Kern. I appreciate this is simply a comment period. If you'd like to call me.
Let me rephrase that. In between now and the next board meeting, if he does get arrested, I will be very diligent in making sure that steps are taken to get him off board.
Thank you.
So my name is Christina Hasenslaw. I live at 319 Southwest Ave, Jackson, Michigan. I spoke several times. I'm gonna be here. I don't want to hold your school district hostage by any means. I have no vested interest in your district other than the fact that there's a man on your board who held our district hostage when I was a student. And I don't want you guys to be 30 years down the road fractured more than you already are trying to pull your district back together, okay? The things that he's done at our district, yes, they're at a criminal level. I can't speak on it, but his days are numbered. I would just hope that everyone that holds a seat on the board, because I know he has a personal agenda, he's not going to let you deal. I've watched every thing he's done on the news. I've held on to every word more than I've wanted to let that man occupy time. But I've done it because I'm hoping that if he loves this district as much as he claims he does, and when he was superintendent, he wanted to hold all of his employees to all these strong pillars of dignity and integrity, then be a man of his word, walk away, and allow the board to do what is best for this district. And you people on the board have to put aside any personal agendas you may have that may include him and do the job that you were elected to do, which is protect and take care and nurture this district. And this man is not going to be a part of that. And I'm not going to beg, because it's not my decision, it's yours. So put your personal agendas aside, what you have. Use what you were given to be on this board and do what is best for this district, so that it's not no more Addison, it's no more Washington Local. Protect your employees, protect your students, and heal. I know that you voted to have him resign. He's not going to go out without a fight. We all know this. But do what is in your power and what you were elected to do on this board. And that is what is in the best interest of your students and your community.
Thank you.
Hello, Karen Gilliam, 1380 McClure Road, Toledo, Ohio, 43612. I am an employee of the district, and I'm not here to talk about Mr. Hickey, although I do have an opinion about it. I do want him to resign. However, as an employee and as a representative for classified workers, I want to talk about security and what's happening in the world today. I think that we need to revisit security in Washington Local. Not that we're not doing our job, we all are doing our job, but we all know that we could do better, and I think we need to revisit it. It's been a while. I think our students need to revisit it, because I know a lot of them don't know what to do. We need to revisit the ALICE training. I remember most of it, but honestly, I don't remember all of it. I just want to make sure that each and every one of us know what to do if it happens in our district, because in the world today and with what's happened just in this area with the threats in the other schools, I don't think it's a matter of if it will happen. I think it's a matter of when it will happen, and that we need to be prepared to deal with it if it does. And so I'm just bringing it up because I don't want to be that person that says I should have said something. I'm saying something, and I'm screaming something, and I'm going to keep screaming something, because we need to be more diligent. We really do. We got to figure it out together. There are things that we can be doing better. For example, there are 45 doors at Wimmer High School. That's a lot of doors. And as custodians, we know all the nooks and crannies of every building, and believe me, there's a lot of them. And there's also a lot of doors that are open in the morning that somebody can come in and hide in an area, and you're not going to even know until it's too late that they're there. So we have to do a better job. And so I'm just asking the board to, you know, get with all of us. Let's be more diligent, and let's keep our students and staff and our district safe from the world that we live in today. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Gilliam.
Good evening, Dr. Hayward, Ms. Elspeth, Mr. Fulk, and board members. I stood before this board, Andre Kyle, yep. Toledo, Ohio, 5260, Bridlington, 43623.
Thank you.
I didn't think I know that by name. I have spoke to the board on separate occasions in regard to a whole other issue, but tonight I want to focus my attention on Dr. Hayward, not Mr. Fulk, and the job that they have done. I said, as a parent of three kids in this school district and a taxpayer, I believe that the work that Dr. Hayward and Mr. Folk have done has been outstanding. Recently, Dr. Hayward had asked to have her contract extended, and that was denied due to matters out of her control, which is unfortunate, but Mr. Folk justly and graciously had his extended. Ms. Canales, it's my understanding that you were one of the board members who approved Dr. Hayward's appointment to the Board of Education, yet 2 years later, her position is in question by you because of, I don't know if it's something you observe professionally or some outside factor, but it doesn't sit well with me that you're comfortable with rewarding Mr. Folk's contract, someone who has millions of dollars at the drop of a hat, but hers is brought in question. It was maybe something that I don't know. On the few occasions I've had to speak with Dr. Hayward, whether I'm working at the basketball game, or at Murray football, she's always been professional, courteous, approachable, and knowledgeable, even when she's addressed me on matters of me doing a certain job when I was here. She's never made me feel less than a person when she talked to me. She didn't talk down to me, which is more than what I could say of her predecessor. More than that, we'll be expecting, considering the past 2 years that she has put in, coming into a position and attempting to improve morale is an uphill battle that she has taken by the horns, and I think she's done an excellent job to lead the district and to hopefully improve test scores and prepare our children for the future. I have no problem sending my kids to a school where Dr. Hayward is the leader, not one bit. Yes, she has made changes, and everyone is not accepting of change, but it needs to happen. She holds others accountable, which is what this district needed, considering the past superintendent had his own ideas and agendas, which were morally unacceptable. I leave you with this thought. How can our district heal if we are constantly changing who our leaders are? What impression does that leave our children, our voters, and our community? If we can't trust our community just anybody coming in and saying, hey, I'm going to do a better job. That's wrong with the job that we're doing to try and make it better as a group. How can she do the job she needs if she doesn't have the support of her bosses, which is you, the entire board? Allow Dr. Hayward to continue with her task of improving this district, reward her for the accomplishments made and those yet to come, and remember this, she is not the one who embarrassed and divided this district. That was her predecessor.
Thank you.
Good evening. I'm Wendy Kaiser, 5917 Pepperell Place. And for those of you that don't know, I'm the one of the blessed secretaries at Jefferson Junior High. I just want to convey how awesome events were handled yesterday by our security staff and our administration. The fact that our eighth graders were able to continue and have a completely normal day as a mom and employee is just amazing. I don't think it could have gone any better. And again, I'd like to commend the security staff and administration. And I look forward to hearing your recommendations for continuing to keep security a focus in this district as we have a lot of kids we care about. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
I'm Jim Driscoll, 187484 Forster Road, 52.1 miles from here, Hudson, Michigan. I sent you all an email the other day, and I'm going to read this for the people here. I write this with the utmost sincerity as a fellow board member, albeit in a rather small Michigan district. I wish to express two observations and concerns with the expressed interest of the Washington Local School District at heart. I will also add that one of my all-time favorite students is in your employment, and he is a true educator. In fact, he happens to be your son's position coach, Mr. Hughes. First and foremost, I believe if it's not already too late, the first order of business should be to extend your excellent and outstanding superintendent's contract. I get 10 seconds here, Mr. Jones. Both Mr. Hunter and Mr. Ilstrup have praised and extolled her efforts on behalf of your district. Also, I'm a social media challenged person, but I do follow Dr. Hayward, and I'm not PC. You'd have to be a village idiot not to see her love for children and for their student achievement. A complete idiot if you haven't read her resume and her prior truthful experience and background. Her truthful experience and background is not this 6 pages of lies back from 2002 and 2007. I further must add, and I'll bet the house on it, and the farm, that she doesn't do outlandish things on YouTube videos, or two pictures of her on each month's calendar that I received back in 2010, nor does she post pictures of beer on her Twitter account, as some board members do. That's amazing to me. And until I pointed it out, he actually didn't have anything about his daughter on there in the 16 tweets I looked at. That's just amazing to me. And if you don't understand the rage that I have from back at Addison, it these ladies have portrayed it and more. Okay? In fact, Tuesday night, I just happened to remember who worked at Boysville and for St. Anthony's Villa that I kept trying to think of. And I called Timmy up. And Timmy is as big as that gentleman over there in uniform. Okay? And I said, hey, do you remember Pat Hickey working at Boysville, St. Anthony's Villa? Yeah. Was he executive director and principal? Heck no. He was a treatment specialist just like I was. And I was there for 16 years, and the 5 years that he was there, and then he left. That's the kind of board member you have. And I think it's a sad state of affairs in this climate for the board members here to abstain from voting on your current superintendent and follow somebody over there and other people. I think that's a sad indictment. And I agree completely with Mr. Hunter when he said on the 18th of January or the 1st of February, whichever date it was, sir, I'm sorry, I don't remember exactly, this board needs to move forward, and the way to do it is to extend that lady's contract right there. She's overqualified.
Thank you, Mr. Wilson.
Good evening. My name is State Representative Teresa Fetter. I live at 2839 South 109th Street in Toledo. And, you know, I taught 18 years. And before that, I was in the military. And so I've had a whole adult career life serving the public. And first of all, I just want to thank you for being a school board member. It's one of the toughest jobs in America, especially if you support public schools. And I have to commend you also on your bold, courageous move asking for the resignation of Patrick Hickey. You know, the school board should ensure that the school is responsive to community values and fulfill the priorities of the community. School boards are about oversight and accountability, setting a direction for the school community based on the voters and what they want, and listening to them. That's so important. And I also commend you for listening. I've been listening online. Unlike the State House, they don't have any cameras or anything hooked up, so no one knows what goes on there, but you have. You know, you're working effectively to best fulfill the other duties. And you're stuck here in a very, very, very tough spot. And right now, Washington Local School is through no fault of its own not able to follow through on these obligations because they are dealing with a distraction. And I mean a great distraction. As we go down this road and our hearts are broken, but what I know in my talking to investigators and people in the community and hearing their heartbreak, our hearts are going to break soon. This distraction takes time away from the true duties and goals of this important institution. Multiple meetings have now been dedicated to the discussion of a resignation of a school board member, Patrick Hickey. His refusal to resign amid allegations and his colleague's resolution signals that he would rather continue to be a distraction from the needs of our community than graciously step down. It's time for Washington local schools to heal from this. It is time for Mr. Hickey to resign so that we might better handle the serious and important work of the school board so that our students feel fully safe and comfortable in their school, and so that the school board remains a place of work, education, and support. And just yesterday, you know, you have a situation.
Yeah, I give her my 3 minutes. I'm Cindy Perry, 2613 at District, Toledo, Ohio.
Thank you, Ms. Perry.
Thank you, Cindy. I'm almost finished, but, you know, in the world of children, they're watching us. We are their role models. They're expecting us to teach them how to live every day and how do we do this world. And so we must really look at that and put them first. And I know you hear that a lot. People say it loosely. But, I mean, to evaluate where we are right now, especially what happened in Florida, and those young people are leading us in this nation because they know we are not protecting them as adults. So I implore you to continue your effort to work in a way that is respected, respecting the children. And I will work with you because I'm looking at, you know, peeling apart this onion. Is there a law that I can create in the state of Ohio so we don't pass the trash?
Yes.
I don't apologize for that comment. I never will. Because I've been in teaching 18 years. I've been a legislator for 18 years. I'm a lawmaker. There are ways that we can take this situation and we can figure out where the guardrails need to be so that this never happens again. And that's part of what I call in my work with human trafficking the rape culture. This is real. The Me Too, this is real. And so we're going to have to deal with this in this generation because we're the role models for those students. And so I'd love to work with you to find out. I've already talked to law enforcement. They have suggestions. They're writing me. They're writing a paper this weekend. And I'm going to make the law by Friday next week.
All right.
So you did the courageous thing by calling on his resignation. You know, nothing against this guy, but we have got to be about the business of education in public schools and helping our children have an environment where there's not this hostility from our community and rebuild. So this healing is real. It's going to be tough. We're going to cry. We're going to have to hug each other. We're going to have to forgive each other. We're going to have to forgive each other. This is tough, but we can do this. And I think the sooner we get that resignation and we move on, we can get to the healing and get to the education of our students. Thank you.
Thank you.
Good evening. Mike DeVries, 5244 Roland Road, Toledo, Ohio, 43612. First off, Mark, congratulations. Tom, congratulations. Welcome back. For our last levy, we were guaranteed the repaving of Edgar Drive. I believe this is all correct. Additions to new buildings and a new field at Whitmer. Most of it's been done. I'm just kind of wondering where the additions is at right now. I know Moniak's been done, McGregor, Greenwood, I believe, has been done, or maybe not. Something would be nice to know soon, where the stands are on that, when that's going to come about and finish the buildings. Secondly, regarding safety and yesterday's incident, I think we have the best resource officers in the state. I think they did a great job. They're wonderful. Officer Meyer and team, top notch. and I'm glad everything was handled the way it was and nobody was injured. I'm not going to speak on that anymore because I have every belief that the district is doing what it can to improve safety in the schools. So that was my main reason for coming up, was to just question the building renovations, when they're going to continue, if they have stopped. And I'd also like to say, Dr. Hayward, I look forward to seeing your superintendent reports on Facebook, keeping us, you know, up to date what's going on. It's very relieving to see. We definitely appreciate that. Thank you for all you've done. The rest of you, thank you all for what you've done as well. Lastly, I gotta say, this is costing $507 from what I've been told.
$550,
thank you. And he's not even here. So, thank you.
Thank you.
We will be providing updates on the buildings. We've got those discussions in the work, so we'll talk about that. Mr. Kaiser.
Mr. Olson. Eric Kaiser, 5360 Secor Road, 43623. My first comment tonight, I just want to say that in reference to yesterday's incident, I'm extremely happy that Officer Hannah was not hurt. And I want to commend him. I think we all should commend him, because if he had handled the incident the manner that he did in a professional and safe way, we could have had someone injured, including a young person who obviously needs some type of help in their life. So I want to applaud him for doing so and making sure no one was injured during the course of that incident. Mr. Ulstrup, as you all know, after the last regular board meeting and the action on the treasurer contract and superintendent contract, I called you and we had a rather uncensored phone call. So I'll be much more judicious in my comments tonight. And Jeff, you and I have spoken about my feelings, some of the things I'm going to say tonight. After last meeting, a couple things, what I refer to as the theater of the board, didn't really sit well with me. And I just want to kind of point some things out to you in reference to something that was sent to me today by another citizen asking me if I knew anything about it. And clearly, I don't sit up here, so I don't. There was a Facebook post made today by a Washington local parent indicating that one of our leaders is a finalist for a job in another district. Okay, that person would be Superintendent Hayward. Here's the thing I want you guys to keep in mind, no matter what you guys work out amongst yourselves, as far as her contract goes. In January, for the regular meeting, you guys went into that room right there for executive session. I know when you guys come out, everybody knows what's going to happen. It was evident to me as a spectator what was going to happen. I think very highly of Mr. Falk, and I do believe that his course of service here, his work merits an extension. These two have worked very hard under very difficult circumstances the last year and a half to 2 years while dealing with the circus of someone who's not here, sniping at their every action, questioning their decisions, making a high volume of public records requests, which took employees away from duties they should have been performing on a regular basis, but instead I would come in to speak to the treasurer superintendent to find people making copies from years past when they should have been doing other duties. Now imagine what that's like when people who now want to be your supervisor are slow to pull away from that distraction, or they take a selfie with that person, okay? The board has now done the right thing by asking him to resign. What should have happened in January, and I know this is gonna hurt you, Mr. Falk, and I'm sorry, I've already talked to you about this, coming out of that room knowing you were going to turn down one extension in one way, shape, or form, both of them should have waited. Here's why. If we're going to do a new superintendent search, do you really want the person you plan on hiring here to believe that after 1 year of excellent reviews, two good reviews, two neutral reviews, I don't blame Mark. Mark has a supervisor, so he has every right to say, I don't feel comfortable doing this yet. Patrick said the same thing. There wasn't a review handed in from January by someone else sitting here. I'm not going to name names. You really want someone you're going to try to hire to believe that after going through all the difficulties and going through all that and having to deal with the situation, they want to be hired here to work here if they're of any quality. So if you don't find a quality applicant, then what's the next best thing, right? You're going to find someone in-house who's got a superintendent license. You have mistreated someone who's worked hard to improve academics, who worked hard to bring, who with the educational staff brought her.
Hi, my name is Chris Miles. I've given my 3 minutes to Eric.
I won't take that one. Who with our educational staff brought our K-3 literacy grade from a D to a B. First semester, and of course, exams went up, passing rate 20 to 25%, 4 to 5 core subjects. She did what we asked her to do. As a parent, I knew who I wanted to lead my child's education. This is your guys' decision now. But understand the way you guys handle it, handle the theatrics of it, it's going to affect the level of applicants we're going to get, and I want this district to succeed because my kids are going to be going to school here for a long, long time. Remember, dignity, respect, gratitude. I'm thankful for the work she's put in, whether she goes somewhere else or whether she stays here. I'd like to thank you guys for your time. Wish you guys good luck making the rest of these decisions.
Thank you, Mr. Kaiser. Last call.
House and Dow, 2617 Robinwood. I just have one thing that I have thought repeatedly over and over and over in my head since you guys finally asked Hickey to resign, which I do appreciate and was the right thing to do, but was also overdue. You guys owe an apology to everybody for moving this meeting so that Hickey could attend and so that this became a thing, because he should have never been allowed to attend the meeting. And yes, you did the right thing by asking him to resign, but you did the wrong thing by letting him ever be around all of his victims. And if you're not going to apologize for that, then at least do something to make them all feel like they're still being heard, because the reason everybody is here is that they still feel unheard. And if you don't want everyone to keep showing up at every meeting and taking up all the free time and explaining why Patrick Hickey shouldn't be here, then perhaps you could do an investigation of your own, or have a town hall evening, or do something that invites people to come and tell you what they've experienced in one setting where they do feel listened to, and where you guys look them in the eye instead of ignoring them and looking at your phones or your paperwork, and make sure that every victim of Patrick Hickey's does feel listened to and believed. That's all I ask. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Dow.
My offer and Mr. Mullins is always open, Mr. President.
Thank you, Mr. Crisco.
Hi, I'm Tara Myers, 1956 Chalice Way, Toledo, Ohio, 43613. I am here to speak about what happened yesterday. I am a parent of a high school student and a Meadowvale student. I am glad that no one was injured and it was handled accordingly. The only thing I'm upset about as a parent is that I got a call at 4:11 about it when it happened after, what, 9 in the morning? I had to hear about it on the news with lots of facts that were not true, missing details. So the only thing that I ask of you is when you go to revise the security plan is that the parents are notified immediately. And I know you guys don't want to cause chaos and all of that, but I am the parent. I will decide if my child needs to be taken out of the school. I am the parent, not you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hi, my name is Bob Falk. I'm 2751 Provincetown, Toledo, Ohio, 43613. Lifelong resident, graduate. Children graduated under a lot of criticism from a lot of people in the community that ask why I kept my children at Whitmer through the grade school system. Why didn't they go to another system which we could have accommodated? And I sent them for an education, and they received a very good education. I stand here as a parent and a taxpayer, not in any other capacity that I have a relationship with the board and with the school district. I want that clearly known. A parent of graduates and a taxpayer. Under no other capacity am I standing up here. School district has wasted a lot of money. A lot of people have talked about it. It has divided the community, divided myself and some of my neighbors. It's been unfortunate, but it's been unfortunate that people can't see. And people will claim not facts, but so many people have stepped forward. And I have to applaud Mark Hughes, who I don't know, I've never spoken to. Lisa, I've talked to and spoken to. I have to applaud both of you for your actions at the last meeting. It had to be very difficult for you two, and for you two to take that action. And I think that is the right thing for the community, for the school district, and for your board. So I have to applaud both of you. It took a lot, right? A lot. Let's just leave it at that and go forward. Why he was here last night and voted on Mr. Falk and his decision to take the health insurance, which he paid for, or the dental insurance, and not tonight. It's not the first or last basketball game, but as a parent, I understand that 1%, but I also, the other 99% understands my responsibility to what I was elected and what he continues to talk about, his service to the community. I'm not going to suggest, because it's already been suggested, but if he truly meant what he said about the school district and the kids in our community, he would do the right thing. And he knows what the right thing is, but I don't think it will get through to him. So hopefully something will transpire shortly that we can rid ourselves of the circus in the business community that I'm involved with. I get questioned constantly of what's going on in my school district that I chose to stay in, and it is totally embarrassing. There's a lot of responsibility to be placed on an individual and on other individuals who could have solved this situation 2 years ago very easily, but it didn't happen. All we can deal with is today. Second note, I congratulate Jeff. I'm in the financial world. I'm a CPA. He's a CPA. I've had dealings with him for a lot of years. He has always been professional. We haven't always agreed, and that's okay, but he's been very professional, and I'm glad to see the board take action on him. The superintendent, I've had one meeting with on another matter, was handled very professionally. In speaking with teachers and members of the community, they provided nothing but positive feedback. The negative feedback are perhaps from people who have different agendas and not the agenda of the school district, so hopefully the board can make the right decision regarding our superintendent. As we go forward, it will take a lot to heal. And when I hear people that disagree with my opinion and they say things like, why didn't people step forward years ago? They should know better as to why underage females don't step forward. If they don't understand that, and I can probably wrap it up in 15, 20 minutes, Tom. It's okay. Remember, I get paid by the hour. I get paid by the hour. I charge by the hour. In conclusion, I, in all sincerity, I do. I have to say publicly to you two, for what you did, it took a lot. For all the things that transpired in the fall, it took a lot for both of you. And I thank you for that. Hopefully, people that love the district will truly love the district and make the right decision, and we can move forward. Thank you.
My name is Michelle Sharp. I live at 5705 Douglas Road, Toledo, Ohio, 43613. And I just wanted to give my 3 minutes back to Chris. She's got something to say.
So what I want to say, the gentleman said, you know, the circus that's happening here, to me it's real life. Okay, and I understand it's in our district, but it's not a circus. This stuff happened to us, okay? And I don't stand to gain anything other than I'm trying to protect any other child who was in the boat I was in and my teammates were in, and the questions of why we didn't come forward. Well, I was 15. And he was my English teacher, he was my coach. And who was gonna believe me? Because my own administration knew about it, and they turned a blind eye. So, I try not to take it personal when it's called a circus, because it's very real. And you guys could be sitting, dealing with that, anytime now. So believe me when I say this man that loves this district so much is not sitting here because his personal agenda is not going to be met with what he wants. He's a coward and he's chose not to be here. People voted to put him on a board because he wanted to do better for this community. What has he done? You removed him from a position of power. He created a mess that Dr. Hayward stepped into. It took him how many years to create that mess? And she's supposed to fix it in 18 months? She's one person. And that went on for how long? So the circus that's created, he was allowed to create in this community. But my truth and the other victims that are doing what we need to do now, because we're not 15 and we know how to handle it, trust and believe we're taking care of our community now. Because there will be no more Addison, and Patrick Hickey will no longer be a factor. Protect your district.
I need somebody's 3 minutes. I'll take less than that. Teresa Fenner.
Please do so.
My name is Kathleen Taylor. 3127 Meadowbrook Court.
One thing that I wanted to say in going through the work that's going to have to be done moving forward is that you really need to consider an independent investigation.
Remove him!
That will happen. But moving forward, we need to find out where the inadequate gaps are. What happened? Maybe I really believe through accountability and transparency and building trust moving forward, and what I've seen in 18 years being a legislator, that's very, very important. And from my just looking at this for the last 6 months, it probably would behoove you to seriously consider an independent investigation. Thank you.
Thank you, Representative. Last call. Again, I do want to emphasize this board does not have the legal authority to remove a member. This board does not have the legal authority to do that.
I am Patricia Peter-Carmine, 3844 West Central, Sweet, Ohio, 43606. As a former board member, I was on board when we employed Dr. Hayward. I was also a teacher in the district when that person was a superintendent and the assistant superintendent. I also am humiliated by what happened to Dr. Hayward last month by several people. It's just unbelievable that you would do that to a person. You know what she has gone through trying to get the education and safety for our children. And every day she had to deal with that person. I don't know how she could do this every single day, and people in Jeff's office also getting all the paperwork for this person and some of his friends, public records, and you still think that everything should just run smoothly and you shouldn't extend her contract. And you were on board when we hired her. So I'm a little at ease with that. I can possibly understand Mark, but I do not understand you at all. So I'm very disappointed that you would do that to Dr. Hayward. I understand the importance of going to your children's sporting events. I have two children that were involved, my daughter in theater and things like that. My son was a soccer player, played tennis, and he played football. I understand things come up, and we have to miss them as a parent. I don't understand if you're elected, unless God forbid you'd be ill, then you are not here. I understand he wants to see his daughter. But we moved this meeting, which I'm still not happy about, although I will happily donate to the veterans, but I'd rather do it my way. I think we could move this back to central office if he's going to not going to be here. I mean, it's even closer to his house. And like Ms. Falk was saying, you know, people want to know what's going on in the district. I said, I don't know. Yes, I see things on social media. I know what the truth is, though. and I know what the lies are. And people are going to continue to hear and see, read both. He has too much baggage, and he should not be on our board. He should not be in any capacity with our staff and with our students. I am only concerned with the children and the staff, but more so the children, I'm sorry, in this district as a mother and as a parent and as a former teacher. I'm very concerned. We have evidence, and I just want this. So I just think we should just move this back to central office because we have a wonderful building there, and I appreciate you to do that. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Carmine.
Jennifer Bernath, 6034 Meadowvale. I've been here for 45 minutes, and I'm going to be the first one to say this is the first Washington Local School Board meeting I've been to, and I'm disappointed. Not in our board. In all of these extra people that are coming up, I understand they have issues. I don't give two cares about Patrick Hickey. You did your job and asked for his resignation. He refused. You're doing your job by letting investigations and the law do what they have to do. Unfortunately, that takes time. What we need to do now is stop all these open comments about things that we have no control over at this time. And we need to move forward. We need to make our children safe. I like the comment about all the entrances at the school. That's true, lots of entrances. Doors propped open, places you can sneak in. You've got no clue. I graduated from Whitmer. I have a child at Whitmer. I have a child at Meadowvale. Enough is enough. I don't want to hear his name again. I want to hear our board. What are they doing with our taxpaying dollars? Where are we moving next? What's the big deal going on in our district? Because you know what? I don't have a clue, but I can tell you I'm sick of hearing his name. So Addison, please, go back.
Please, shame on me.
I'm not against what you're saying. I again am not.
Please remove her.
I was respectful to every person that stood up here. I did not say a word to anyone. All I'm asking you is to let our district do its job. These board members cannot force his resignation. They can't. They asked for it. He didn't agree. So now it is out of their hands. And laws, like Ms. Fetter said, laws need to be passed. I agree with that. Protect our children. Pass laws to protect our children. I don't disagree with that. What I disagree with is reliving the story every day, over and over, on the media. Let's move forward. Let the law do their job. My understanding is they are correct. The law is doing their job.
Ma'am, please, okay. Please direct your comments to the board.
The law is doing their job, is my understanding, right?
Correct.
You can't force him to leave.
That is correct.
So we our hands are tied as a school board, as a school district. My hands are tied. But my hands are not tied to say, let's do our job here. That's what we're here for.
Thank you, ma'am.
Thank
you. Hi. I'm Sue Wolfinger. I live at 6044 Thousand Oaks. I'm not good at public talking, but here goes. I will say what a lot of people are thinking. In order to get this district to move in the right direction, we need to extend Dr. Hayward's contract. We cannot stop Pat. We can't stop him. It's like everybody said, you can't make him remove him, but we can stifle him. And by doing that, again, you need to extend Dr. Hayward's contract. In Hickey world, he thinks that he's going to remove Dr. Hayward and move right back in. That's in Hickey world. In the real world, we need to keep Dr. Hayward, we need to extend her contract, and we need to move forward.
Thank you. There being no one else, Mr. Falk.
Excuse me. Moving to Exhibit 2, the minutes. I recommend the Board of Education approve the minutes of the regular meeting of January 16th, January 18th, 2018, and the special meeting of February 1st, 2018, as presented. There is a correction in minutes for for January 18th, 2018, is on your desk. It is also, we did correct it before it became public, for release to the public.
So moved. Motion by Mr. Hunter.
Second.
Second by Mr. Hughes. Discussion? There being none, Mr. Falk, please call the roll.
Ms. Canales?
Yes.
Mr. Ostroff?
Yes.
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Mr. Hughes?
Yes.
Motion passes 4-0. Next item, Exhibit 3, Financial Report Investments. First item, summary of cash balance of the fund. Cash balance for all funds decreased by $1.4 million. General fund revenue was for $5.4 million. For all funds, revenue was $7.1 million. This month, we expended $6.7 million in general fund and $8.5 million for all funds. Cash report, scheduled checks written, summary of investment earnings. Request motion for approval.
So moved.
Ms. Canales.
Second.
Second by Mr. Hughes. Discussion? There being none, call the roll, please.
Mr. Ostroff?
Yes.
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Mr. Hughes?
Yes.
Ms. Canales?
Yes.
Motion passes 4-0. Next, Exhibit number 4. I recommend the Board of Education approve the following payments of legal fees as presented. Bricker and Eckler for December services, $9,814.46. Spanger and Nathanson for December services for $693.75.
So moved. Mr. Hunter made the motion. Second?
Second.
Mr. Hughes? Discussion? There being none, call the roll, please.
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Mr. Hughes?
Yes.
Ms. Canales?
Yes.
Mr. Ostroff?
Yes.
Motion passes 4-0. Next item, Exhibit 5. I recommend the Board of Education approve the following life insurance rates for the Consumer Life Insurance Company. Basic life, 7 cents per 1,000, and basic accidental death and dismemberment, 2 cents per 1,000.
So moved.
Motion by Ms. Canales.
Second.
Second by Mr. Hughes. Discussion? There being none, call the roll, please.
Mr. Hughes?
Yes.
Excuse me. Ms. Canales?
Yes.
Mr. Ostroff?
Yes.
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Motion passes 4-0. Next item, number 6. I recommend the Board of Education approve the new depository agreement with Huntington National Bank as presented, which reflects the changes of the Ohio Pool Collateral System effective December 20th, 2017 through August 16th, 2019.
So moved. Motion by Mr. Hunter?
Second.
Second by Mr. Hughes. Discussion? There being none, call the roll, please.
Mr. Hughes?
Yes.
Ms. Canales?
Yes.
Mr. Ostroff?
Yes.
Mr. Hickey? I'm sorry, Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Motion passes 4-0. I do it every time someone says.
Dr. Hayward?
Good evening. I would like to thank each and every one of you for coming out tonight. I would like to begin my report by beginning with the PLUS Committee. The PLUS Committee is Panthers Lifting Up Staff. Last week, our staff enjoyed donuts from the PLUS Committee as a small token of appreciation for all they do for our kids and our families at Washington local schools. The PLUS Committee is comprised of staff from across the district who are working together to plan fellowship activities for Washington local employees and implementing ideas to lift up and celebrate our district's amazing staff. Last Friday, we had Professional Staff Development Day. Washington local staff participated in a professional development day, and I want to begin by thanking the curriculum department for all of the work that they put into organizing that professional development. One thing that I really wanted to see when I came into this district is giving our staff choices and allowing them to pick opportunities for their professional growth. And so I really enjoy seeing our staff having those choices and the many opportunities that we presented for that staff development day. More than 80 professional development sessions were available to select from, with the majority of those sessions being taught by our own colleagues. Topics included technology, student trauma, child abuse and neglect, eSpark, mental health, PBIS, and more. Congratulations are in order for many, many athletic events and extracurricular activities. I wanted to congratulate and share that the Jefferson 8th grade girls basketball team, coached by Allie Clayton, won the Buckeye Middle School Conference Championship last week. Also, the Washington 7th grade boys basketball team and their coach, Bob Brown, also won the Buckeye Middle School Conference Championship. Congratulations to the Whitmer freshman girls basketball team, coached by Jordan Sparks, who are track champions. Congratulations also and good luck to the Whitmer dance team and Whitmer cheerleaders as they advance to state competition. I had the pleasure last year of going to Columbus and watching that competition, and I look forward to going to Columbus again and seeing those amazing athletes perform. Congratulations to Whitmer sophomore Jason Cascadian. He placed first in the Wrestling Track League Championship, and senior Victoria Harder was the all-around gymnastics track champion. This past weekend was the National Speech and Debate Association's national qualification, and I'm proud to say that Whitmer senior Seth Ram is now a two-time national qualifier. Whitmer has only had four competitors ever qualify twice, and the last one was in 1974. Also, every varsity team member and a couple JV qualified to states this year. So congratulations. And that concludes my report tonight. Mr. Davis is going to share some information about safety and security.
Okay, what I'd like to do is just share some information and kind of give you an update as to where we're at. Some people spoke to that earlier. And so I'm going to share some information tonight. We're also going to be getting more information out as we get closer to these events. So we'd like to thank Officer Hannah and our security team for handling yesterday's incident at Jefferson Junior High quickly and professionally. We're working to ensure that the student receives the appropriate help. We are happy to see Officer Hannah here tonight and would like to publicly thank him for the service he provides for our students and staff. Since the beginning of the school year, we have been reviewing our building and district safety and security protocols. We recently met with all principals last Thursday and asked them to review their building's emergency operations plan, which is this thing here. And this is for all the buildings, not for each building, with their staff so that they become more familiar with it. From this meeting, a follow-up meeting was scheduled for yesterday with the secondary administrative staff, Mr. Neil Rochat from Student Services, Officer Brian Meyer, and myself, to discuss short and long-term improvements to our current safety and security planning. Last week, we scheduled a meeting for this coming Monday, February 26th, to participate in a security audit conducted by the Toledo Police Department. We feel it is invaluable to receive input from local law enforcement as they are trained to provide security analysis to schools. We also feel it's important to gather additional input from students, parents, staff, and stakeholders. We will be holding a school security community engagement night on Tuesday, March 13th from 6:30 to 8 o'clock in the Whitmer South Gymnasium to collect concerns and suggestions from the community on how to improve school safety and security. At the beginning of this community engagement night, we will provide a presentation to parents and community members on ALICE training so that they can be have a better understanding of what this training involves. And ALICE, it's an acronym for Alert, Lockdown, Inform, Counter, and evacuate. So we'll be providing more information on that training. As a district, we've been participating in ALICE training since 2014. We review the ALICE procedures at the beginning of every school year and participate in a full-scale training session every 5 years. We are due for another comprehensive training in 2019, so we're planning that for the district. We will also create a district security committee consisting of parents, staff members, security staff, administrators, board members, and students to provide a comprehensive examination of our current security protocols utilizing the information gathered from our March 13th community engagement night. This committee will review current procedures and practices as well as make short and long-term recommendations for improvements in the areas of student and staff training, communication, facility security needs, and security personnel needs. We will be soliciting participation on this committee the first week of March, and we are planning an organizational meeting for Thursday, April 12th. The emergency operations plan that is required by law for every building in the district, and it's reviewed every year and resubmitted every 3 years. Our plans were developed in 2016, so they are scheduled to be examined and resubmitted in 2019. So we're working on these right now. These plans are created and monitored in collaboration with Toledo Police Department and Toledo Fire Department. Today and every day, the safety of our students and staff is our number one priority. We will work tirelessly to provide a safe and secure environment for students to learn, teachers to teach, and classified and administrative staff to properly perform their duties. Thank you. Also, we would like to thank our participants in the ESC Lake Erie West Spelling Bee that took place last night. We had 16 students from Washington Local Schools, and I'm just going to read their names. So everybody likes to hear their names, so I think these guys deserve it. So we had Alex Spitznagel from Jefferson Junior High, Logan Lett from Hiawatha, Kylie Nevers from Meadowvale Elementary, Lucas Hart from Washington Junior High, Trinity Hodge from Greenwood Elementary, Brandy Copeland from Jefferson Junior High, AJ Hartis from Washington Junior High, Jillian Reed from Jefferson, Salat Hamda from Washington Junior High, Avery Schuler from Shoreland, Morgan Burkeen from Jefferson, Brody Martin from McGregor, Connor Lutz from Jackman Elementary, Lillian Northington from Washington Junior High, Abigail, I'm going to butcher it, I just know it, but Faherty, sorry Abigail, from Warner, and Gage Taylor from Monac, and Gage actually tied for third place in the spelling bee yesterday, so congratulations to Gage, and he's going to be participating in the Toledo Blade Spelling Bee, which will take place on March 10th. And so I'd like to thank all these students for representing Washington Local so well last night. So thank you.
Is that it, Mr. Davis?
That's it.
All right, thank you. I'm going to start off board comments this evening. I appreciate the passion and emotion that is present in this room, and I as a leader try to let you have the opportunity to speak to this board. This is our meeting, and the community comment is extended to you as a courtesy, and I would only ask as you continue to address the board, and I love these crowds. I know it's because you all love Washington Local as much as the seven of us at this board do. And you want to see what's best for this district. And please rest assured that we are doing everything we can to move Washington Local forward. Meeting with Mr. Falk, meeting with Dr. Hayward, meeting with one another to discuss the future of this district, whether it's security protocols or curriculum or athletics or so many other things that are great about Washington Local Schools. And I appreciate, again, the passion of the comments that are being made. I do ask that you be courteous to one another as we all have differing points of view. Some of them overlap, some of them are completely different. But please recognize that in a free society such as ours, We need to have the opportunity to have our voices heard and debates to occur. There are other authorities who are addressing the issues that a lot of people talked about tonight. It is not in my hands. It is not in the hands of anyone on this board other than to ask for a resignation, which we have done. Please, again, give us as a board the courtesy of what you've elected us to do, and that is make sure that Washington Local continues to be an excellent school district, a district that you can be proud of, a district that you want to send your kids into our buildings to learn. Please do that. And again, even after all of this is over, and it will be over at some point, please continue to come to these meetings and see the great things that are happening here. Because I assure you, even though they are currently being drowned out by the nonsense that is occurring, and it is nonsense, please know that there are still great things going on in Washington Local Schools. It is my intention that we will bring those forward as soon as possible. And I have given Dr. Hayward, unfortunately, a directive that we are to have no children present for presentations so long as that member is on this board. I'm sorry to say that. I'm so sorry to say that, because this district is about kids. But we will move forward. There will be a brighter day, I assure you. Mr. Hunter?
I just wanted to react to a couple things that were said tonight. One of them was where we stood as far as the promises we made to the community with regard to our past levies. As of right now, we have completed every one of the projects with the exception of the Jackman Road portables. And because that process of the portables is probably going to cost someplace in the area of, I'm going to say, $1 to $3 million, very rough. We made the decision to hold off that expenditure because right now the audit we're having by the state, and we're hoping that we can take the dollars that we'll be using for Jackman and allow the state to pay 75 cents and we pay 25 cents as opposed to us paying everything. So right now it just makes sense not to spend our money at 100% when it looks like we're going to be able to do Jackman with 75% state money, 25% ours. So that was a decision this board put on hold. Jackman is the hottest item on our stove right now. It will be done, but we figure if we can, you know, for every dollar we spend, you know, it just makes sense for us to hold on Jackman at this time. So I just wanted to kind of to update you on that. Every other Edgar, all other promises we've made are complete, Monac, everything. But just so the community knows, we did make that conscious decision to hold off on Jackman rather than spend our dollar. We'd like to spend our quarter and let them pay the rest. So that's in the pipeline. And that audit is due anytime this year. And at that time, we'll also be looking at replacing some of our other schools and moving forward to that. But we have fulfilled every promise we've made on the levy. So we are, everything's complete at that point. The other thing was we had a terrible incident happen at our school that was handled extremely well. And I just want to say a couple things that maybe didn't get out there. Decisions are made when an incident happens like that, and we're never going to get 100% of people to agree with those decisions that were made. The incident happened in the morning, and yet at lunchtime, no students in the school were talking about the incident. It happened at about 9:30 in the morning, and at lunchtime, not a single student was talking about it at lunch. They did not know the incident happened. Now, we can say, you know, complain how communications worked out, and that we're never going to always agree. But the nice thing was it was not discussed by the kids at lunchtime 2 hours later and throughout the whole school. The second thing that was really, and to me when I heard the evidence of it, was the fact that after it happened, the staff was briefed by the officer who was attacked personally. And he let everybody on staff know exactly what happened. And then the other group came in, and they also were briefed on what happened at that point. So to me, that when I heard that, that was great that we did have that communication, and that debriefing happened immediately. I think we had a hero in our midst with Officer Hanna for handling it the way he did. We could have seriously had a student who would have been hurt very drastically in retaliation for what happened. He handled it out of love. He handled it out of concern. And his biggest concern was that child's mental safety. And I think that's just, you know, I mean, it's just a wonderful way it happened. We can argue about a lot of the communication issues that happened, but long term, it worked out well for the kids that were in the school. And I think that's still our final answer, is what was best for the kids. The other thing that, and this is a hard one for me to talk about, but I think everybody needs to hear this. There is nobody who's more concerned about the kids' safety in our district than our teachers, our administration, and this board. And we all are calling for, what more can we do? What more can we do to protect ourselves in this crazy, crazy world? We have 17 incidences in the United States already, and it's only February, of these type of things. We are open to any suggestions, every suggestion. We will use the limits of everything we can to protect our children. So please don't think this board is not talking about it constantly. But I have to bring you back to reality. In all of our schools, we have outside recess. We have kids coming to school. We have kids going on buses. Our children in our communities in the United States are susceptible to people. You cannot put them in a domed building. You cannot say no more outdoor a recess. You can't stop track meets or basketball meets. We are susceptible to bad people. And trust me, anything that we can do to protect our children, we will. But understand, it's not that easy thing. I know we have a lot of doors and things like that, but even though we have a lot of doors, you have to understand that 5, 6, 7 times a day, kids are going out to recess. They're accessible to the public. We are doing everything we can to protect these children and still maintain some semblance of American public schools. So please understand, we love our kids. We will protect them at all costs, but there's only so much you can do when you've got crazy people, and it's trying to identify them ahead of time and trying to be ahead of things. But this board has anguished over it. I have watched teachers and administrators and principals anguished over the protection of their children. It's not anything easy that anybody can come and yell to the board, or we can yell back. We have some of the greatest officers around. I mean, students and teachers who would put themselves in harm's way. But the reality of it is, our children are open to the public. And if someone's going to try to hurt them, I'm afraid that opportunity always exists. How can we stop that? How can we? And please, we are more than open to you. But understand, we're listening to you. We love these children. We're not doing this, and those teachers aren't doing that, and administrators. We love them, and it's anguishing for us to think that our children can be hurt. So please understand, that's something we feel very strongly about. I would like to acknowledge what Tom said. You know, we do appreciate everything you bring to us, the words. Please keep in mind that we have also gone as far as we can with everything we can do legally. We believe that the process is happening and things will be happening, but we have done everything we can to protect the children also from issues that have been out. So thank you for coming. Thank you for caring. And hopefully everybody comes back and supports us when we get into our levy mode and want to do those things like build these new schools. We have hopefully 3 to 4 new schools to build, and the community would be silly not to say yes when we're going to get 75 cents for every quarter we pay. And we're going to need you, this community, to realize that we have been trying so hard to do the right thing. And as these things have happened over the years, you know, they've kind of stopped with us, though. I mean, they've kind of been addressed here. They haven't been passed on. We're doing what we can. Please allow us to continue to provide for our children the best education as well as facilities. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Honor. Ms. Canales?
Without repeating everything that was said, I too, Officer Hannah, I just want to, as we said yesterday, when we brought you an executive session, I think yesterday was a gift, and we really do appreciate you, and I certainly would agree with my fellow board members on everything that was said up here. We do hear you. We want to hear you. This is a time where we need to pull together, and we want to hear your ideas. We want to hear your thoughts, and they will be addressed. So thank you again for everything that you do, for all of you, that what you do back there on a daily basis. Sometimes I think we forget how important they are. And along with the other teachers and the principals that all band together, we know there were some mistakes made, and we're not perfect, as Mr. Hunter had said. So I just want to thank everybody. The thought of that, even in our backyards, was scary for all of us. So thank you again. We appreciate you.
Thank you, Ms. Callis.
Cheers. I think the last week, our district, our country,
We saw 17 kids, 17 lives lost in Florida. We almost lost a life yesterday. By the grace of God, a knife broke. We could have had a tragedy in Washington Local in one of our buildings. That was a reality for me. It was a scary reality for me. And it made me wonder, what are we doing for safety? Ms. Gilliam, thank you for coming up, because I totally agree with you. Safety is a concern. We think about this. I have two children left in this district. I want my kids to be safe. I have one at Whitmer, I have one at Washington, and I want my children to be safe just as much as every other child in this district. We have seen a lot. We've seen division. We have to unite. We have to come together. We're going to have to forgive, like State Senator Federer said. This district cannot continue the way it's going right now. Right now, we have opportunities to replace our buildings. Right now, we have to discuss the possibility that a jail is coming into our district. Right now, we're looking at the fact that we will need to pass a tax levy in a very divided community. Right now, we're looking at curriculum. Right now, we're looking at our teachers, our principals, and trying to make sure that everybody is getting the support that they need. Right now, we need to stick together and unite this community. And as everybody else has said, we have done everything that we can do on this board to address any concerns that this community may have. To me, it's a sad time. Officer Hannah, thank you for everything you have done. I think that's all I have to say right now, because right now this is very humbling. My background, I was a peds oncology nurse. I've seen death. I've seen death with kids. It's not fun. And it really struck a nerve with me. And I'd like to make sure that we are safe and that our staff and our teachers and our children remain safe in this district. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Any further words? Mr. Powell?
Nope.
All right, back to the superintendent's recommendations then, please.
Exhibit 7, gifts and donations. Edgeburg Consulting Incorporated gave a $1,200 monetary donation for lunch charges at the Meadowvale Elementary Cafeteria. Tom Dellen gave a $200 monetary donation to help subsidize the cost of a Meadowvale Elementary school-wide assembly in March. Toledo Refining Company gave a matching $200 monetary donation to help subsidize the cost of a Meadowvale Elementary school-wide assembly in March. The superintendent recommends that the Board of Education accept the donations as presented.
So moved.
Motion by Mr. Second. Hunter, second by Ms. Canales. Discussion? There being none, call the roll. Mr. Falk?
Ms. Canales?
Yes.
Mr. Ilstro?
Yes.
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Mr. Hughes?
Yes.
Motion passes 4-0.
Exhibit 8, student activity account. The superintendent recommends that the Board of Education establish a student activity club account for the Washington Junior High Girls Rock Club.
So moved.
Motion by Ms. Canales.
Second.
Second by Mr. Hughes. Discussion?
Is that Girls Rock or is that a Girls Rock Club?
It's Girls Rock.
Girls Rock.
Any discussion other than Mr. Hunter?
My daughter loves it. My other daughter did too, so.
Excellent. Mr. Falk, please call the roll.
Mr. Ostro?
Yes.
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Mr. Hughes?
Yes.
Ms. Canales?
Yes.
Motion passes 4-0.
Exhibit 9, purchases over $25,000. The Whitmer Career and Technology Center requests replacement automotive technology alignment equipment in the amount of $27,693.12. Replacement of the CNC cutting machine for the CTC welding technology lab in the amount of $28,824. The Department of Information Systems requests a one-year license for Microsoft Office and Microsoft Windows operating system in the amount of $32,696.04. Per policy 6320, the superintendent recommends that the Board of Education approve the purchases over $25,000 as presented.
So moved.
Motion by Mr. Hunter.
Second.
Second by Ms. Canales. Discussion? There being none, call the roll. Mr. Hall?
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Mr. Hughes?
Yes.
Ms. Canales?
Yes.
Mr. Ostro?
Yes.
Motion passes 4-0.
Exhibit 10, school fees for 2018-2019. The following school fees are recommended for 2018-2019. Elementary, grades K-6, $20 per student with a family maximum of $30. Junior high, 7th and 8th grade, $35 per student. High school, grades 9-12, $55 per student, and additional lab fees associated with the CTC programs. The recommended fees represent no changes from the 2017-2018 fee schedule. The superintendent recommends that the Board of Education approve school fees for the 2018-19 school year as presented.
So moved.
Motion by Ms. Canales.
Second.
Second by Mr. Hughes. Discussion?
I just want to thank you for a lot. I mean, I'm not sure where that all comes from, but that is so important to our parents that struggle sometimes to get that done. So I thank you for however that came about, Dr. Hayward.
Anyone else? Holding the line on cost. That is always appreciated. Call the roll, Mr. Powell.
Mr. Hughes.
Yes.
Ms. Canales.
Yes.
Mr. Ostro.
Yes.
Mr. Hunter.
Yes.
Motion passes 4-0.
Exhibit 11, additional compensation. The superintendent recommends that the Board of Education approve payment for additional compensation to Melissa Coker, secretary to the assistant superintendent, beginning January 8, 2018, in the amount of $50 per day. This additional compensation is for temporary assistance in the superintendent's office.
So moved, absolutely.
Second.
Motion by Mr. Hunter, second by Ms. Canales. Discussion?
Please let her know how much we appreciate her.
She's here. I saw it. You saw her. Stand up. I'm so sorry. Really. We thank you very much, Melissa. Call the roll, please.
Mr. Hughes.
Yes.
Ms. Canales.
Yes.
Mr. Ostrop.
Yes.
Mr. Hunter.
Yes.
Motion passes 4-0.
Exhibit 12, the superintendent recommends that the Board of Education enter into executive session to consider the purchase of property for public purposes, prepare for negotiations or bargaining sessions with public employees concerning their compensation or other terms and conditions of employment, discuss details relative to the security arrangements and emergency response protocols for the Board of Education.
Those are number 9, 14, and 18.
So moved.
Motion by Mr. Hunter.
Second.
Second by Ms. Canales. Call the roll, please.
Ms. Canales.
Yes.
Mr. Ostro.
Yes.
Mr. Hunter.
Yes.
Mr. Hughes.
Yes.
Motion passes 4-0. Enter executive session at 7:23 p.m.
Let the record show that at 8:35 p.m., the Board of Education returned from executive session, having in fact considered the purchase of property for public purposes, prepare for negotiations or bargaining sessions with public employees concerning their compensation or other terms and conditions of employment, and discuss details relative to the security arrangements and emergency response protocols for the Board of Education, items number 9, 14, and 18. All four members of the Board of Education did return from executive session. Because Ms. Canales was not present during our February 1st, 2018 board meeting, I am bringing up for consideration the recommendation to call for the resignation of Patrick Hickey, and I'll look for a second on that. I'm sorry, a first on that.
You need a motion?
Yes.
Okay. So moved.
Motion by Ms. Canales.
Second.
Second by Mr. Hunter. Discussion?
This is for the purpose of allowing Ms. Canales to voice her vote.
Publicly voice her vote for requesting Mr. Hickey's resignation.
Yeah. Basically, the resolution reads resignation of Patrick Hickey.
Correct.
From Washington Local School Board.
Correct. Call the roll, please.
Mr. Hughes?
Yes.
Ms. Canales?
Yes.
Mr. Ilstrup?
Yes.
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Motion passes 4-0.
Thank you, Mr. Ilstrup.
You're very welcome. I would also like to make a resolution concerning the county jail that has been proposed to be placed in our district. I'm sure we will have many discussions on this going forward. My resolution is, whereas Lucas County is proposing a jail site within the Washington Local School District, therefore be it resolved that the Washington Local Schools Board of Education opposes the location proposed by the Lucas County Commissioners, as it will adversely impact the Washington Local School District and its residents, including Washington Local students. Be it further resolved that the Washington Local Schools Treasurer shall inform the Lucas County Commissioners of this resolution via certified U.S. mail service.
So moved.
Motion second. By Mr. Hunter, second by Ms. Canales. Any discussion?
Yes. So it's not typical that a board would, you know, step into the political arena on something like this. So I would like it to be known that not only does the board put this before, but I personally, as a taxpayer, would like to make sure that people realize I'm not comfortable putting a jail in our district. Once again, every time we come to a board meeting, we talk about what's the final line and what's best for our kids. And very simply, this is not best for our kids. And so I will support as a board member, but even as a taxpayer, I want it to be known very clearly that I stand strongly against the jail.
Thank you, Mr. Ryan.
I will also piggyback on that. I thank you for taking care of the wording on that, Mr. Ilstrup, because I felt very strongly about that. We could debate this all night long, but I do not believe a jail or a prison needs to be in a residential area or in our backyard or anywhere near our playgrounds. So absolutely not.
Mr. Hughes, anything?
I agree with all of them. I live nearby in Storland area. I don't want a jail in my backyard. I understand they want to build it. I just don't think that's the appropriate location.
Right.
I too see a need for a new jail, but I agree with my fellow board members that it is an inappropriate place to put a jail in the middle of a residential area, and it would greatly impact our students and our communities. And again, I was happy to propose for this board tonight that we actually make a resolution in opposition to the placement of that jail in our district. With that being said, Mr. Falk, please call the roll.
Ms. Canales?
Yes.
Mr. Ilstrup?
Yes.
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Mr. Hughes?
Yes.
Motion passes 4-0.
Thank you. Dr. Hayward, you have one final item.
Why don't we talk about the proposed meeting before?
Okay.
Yeah.
Sure.
Go ahead.
Oh, no, please.
It's your decision.
The Board of Education, went into executive session. One of the items we did talk about was security protocols. We have decided that we are going to have a special board meeting, which will address only security issues. We are tentatively looking at March 1st to address those issues. We have a community session that is set the following week, and the board members are going to be communicating with Mr. Falk as we set that particular meeting. We do think it is extremely important. Ms. Gilliam, of course, did address that tonight. We have been talking and meeting about security issues, and certainly with what has happened recently, it is becoming increasingly more important. And we will, again, have a public meeting on March 1st, tentative to your schedule.
Let me comment on that. It's a public meeting, but we will be going into executive session for the full length of the period, for the most part. And I don't want to put this on Dr. Hayward, but we have also asked that an administrator from every building come, as well as a director of transportation. It will be a data-seeking meeting in which we're going to be asking specifics about our schools and facilities. It's not the kind of information that we want to be known publicly that we're collecting. It will be piggybacked on top of the meeting that Mr. Brian is having. However, this will be things that we just don't share with people about security. Obviously, you understand you don't share everything you know about security. It'll be talking about cameras and all types of things. So that meeting, even though it will be a public meeting, we'll be immediately going into executive session and drawing upon the expertise of each one of our building administrators, our directors, and we'll be collecting information, which we will be able to put together with the information we get from the community. So understand, it's not a matter of transparency. It's a matter that you don't share all of your security issues with those people who may be planning some type of malice against your children. So it will be a public meeting, but there will be no public input as far as that part. But we're going to be gathering information. Our security director is going to be there, and it's going to be a heavy-duty work session centered around where we can improve our security.
Thank you, Ms. Renner. Anything further? Ms. Canales, yes. She is?
Good.
Okay.
Exhibit 13, personnel. Tonight's personnel
recommend. Do we need to vote on that, Jeff, for the new? For the
no, board? It'll be a special meeting, which I can call.
We don't need to vote on.
We need to make sure all the board read that your schedule.
Okay, but we don't need to vote to have a board meeting?
No.
Okay, thank you. Sorry.
Exhibit 13, personnel. Tonight's personnel recommendations include 5 retirements. We extend congratulations and thanks to each of them for their years of service in Washington local schools. Vicki Root, a Washington science teacher, will retire in June with 25 years. Joanne Salvage, coordinator of gifted services, will retire in June with 29 years. Barbara Betts, the warehouse secretary, will retire in June with 36 years. Sandra Sebecki, a bus driver and a nutrition service worker at Jackman, will retire in June with 11 years. Diana Taylor, a nutrition service worker at Jefferson, will retire at the end of the month with 20 years. The superintendent recommends that the Board of Education approve via consent motion personnel items as presented.
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Ms. Canales, second by Mr. Hughes. Any discussion? There being none, please call the roll.
Mr. Ostro?
Yes.
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Mr. Hughes?
Yes.
Ms. Canales?
Yes. I probably should have did this. That's over 121, 22 years. That's amazing. Congratulations.
Motion passes 4-0.
Any other items, Mr. Hunter?
I'm good. I'm happy man.
Ms. Canales?
I'm good.
Mr.
Thank
Hughes?
I'm good.
I look for a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Mr. Hunter, second by Ms. Canales. Call the roll, please.
Mr. Hughes?
Yes.
Ms. Canales?
Yes.
Mr. Ostrup?
Yes.
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Motion passes 4-0. Let the record show that all recorded meetings are made. It's on file with the Office of the Treasurer. The meeting is adjourned at 8:44 p.m.